Okay, the first thing to know is I don't think there's any connection between the first half and the second half, other than the fact that it's the topic is SNEAS, so if you're labeling it on your computer under SNEAS, you know, there's no connection. Okay, let's just do the first one first. It goes in order of the parasha. Vayomer lo vayei Sarah ishtecha. The Malachim said to Avram, where is Sarah? Vayomer hinei ba'oel. Vayomer, they said, shov asher elecha, will return to you, keis chaya, l'sar ben. I think that's how it ends up. Hinei ben l'sar ishtecha. Okay. So this is a famous Rashi. I think every great yeshiva katana does this. Rashi quotes the Gemara Bava Metzia. Rashi says that the Malachim, of course, knew where Malachim, everything. They knew where Avraham Avinu was. I'm sorry, it was Elodia Shetznua Haisa to publicize or make known to Avram that she was a tznuah de lechava baila, to make her more beloved to Avram. Or Yosef b'chanina k'dei l'shager la kol shel bracha. Okay. And he ba'oel tznuah he. That when Avram said she's in the tent, so he was really saying she's a tznuah. But they knew she was a tznuah, but they just wanted to give Avram Avinu a reminder to De Lechava. This is famous shmuz. I want to say a shmuz on the shmuz, but first I have to say the shmuz for people not familiar with this shmuz. Like Avram Avinu is the paragon of Rachmanis, the Av HaRachamim, Avram Avinu, and he was probably the best husband possible in the. You know, if for Shlomo Zalman, they say by the Levayev, his Rebbetzin said he's not going to ask Mechila because they never did anything to ask Mechila. You can be sure that that existed by Avram and Sarah. So, firstly, you know, why are you trying to make Shalom Bayis between Avram and Sarah? This is like a ploy. It's like a cheap scheme for a, you know, for marriage counseling, you know, if they need it, you'll start doing these things, but not for a situation of Avram and Sarah. And also, at least if you tell us something, like, he didn't know already, like, you know, oh, why, you know, did you realize that she's a great embroiderer, to tell us something that you didn't know she could do? But Avram Avinu knew that she was a tznua, it was Sarah Imenu, after all. So that Reshiva Shmuz is that you see that even there are so many dargas in chavivas in relationships, and adding to the shalom bias, you know, was doable. You could add more, and then it was worth doing it. And the malachim here were getting involved with this; they're not wasting any time here. That was beautiful shmuz from Reshiva. But I'm not saying that shmuz. That's just for the idea to know. But then this klei yakar just caught my eye. Ayei sar ishtecha. So Rashi, he quotes the Rashi, Pirish Rashi, Lahodia, to teach us that Shetznua Haisa, Kedei Lechava Baila. And the Klei Yakar asks the Kasha that the Reshiva asked, but doesn't give the Reshiva's teretz. He asks the Kasha, V'kasha, V'chiyad Akshav Lo Yod Avram Shetznua Hi. Didn't Avram Avinu know that she's a Tznua? So in Chofetz Chaim, when you ask a Kasha like that, that's the Shmuz. Didn't you know the Tznua? Zeminafun, that even though he knew, you adding to the recognition, and that adds to the chavivas, that even Avram Avinu could add, who had so much chavivas, could even add to Avram Avinu to Sarah, who was their relationship was perfect to begin with, and they made it more perfect, you know, ever. So he doesn't give that teretz. V'nir lefarish, l'fi sherotz lomar shov oshev elecha, the next few words in the pasuk, is that I'm going to be coming back to you. Vayomer, shov oshev elecha, keis chaya b'ni vein l'sar ishtecha. They said they were returning. So, mashma avaloi leha. It was mashma that they're returning to Avram, but they're not returning to Sarah. V'yesh lochush shema bavor zeh yatil sina aleha. Lomar shehi haisasiba shemon Hashem mehem privaten. They were afraid, the malachim were afraid, they're going to say they're coming back to, they knew they're about to say shov ashuv, and Avram Avinu was going to say, oh, he's coming back to me, but not to her, and, oh, that's going to create sinah between Avram and Sarah, because maybe she's the reason, there's something wrong with Sarah, she's the reason why we don't have children. Alkein ro malach, lesakin zeh, the malach wanted to fix it up, this potential misconception. To say, where is Sarah, your wife? Even though the Malach knew, don't you concede that she's in the oel because of tznius? Hashem's not going to hold back the reward for tznius. Because Chazal say in Maseches Megillah, "Kol kala shitznua zocher v'yotzi menem milachim, raim and tamar." Because it's a Chazal that if you conduct yourself with tznius, you're going to end up with beautiful children, malachim, nei Torah, your shemayim, you have beautiful children. So aren't you moda? Not that I want to say ask kashas on the klayoker, but it's like a little funny because. The Klei Yoker didn't answer his question. Why would Avram Avinu have a taina on Sarah and start hating her? Because he'll think that Avram Avinu, all they did was saying, where is she? And he'll say she's in the tent. Oh, it's Tznius, Megora Megillah. You get your Zocha to children. So I'm not going to think that which I might have thought, that maybe it's her fault, because he'll remember the Megora Megillah once he says she's in the tent. But it comes out that the Klei Yoker really isn't much better off than the Reshiva in terms of saying the shmuz, because they knew that Avram Avinu knew that already, the Malachim knew that already. So the Klei Yoker really can't argue on the Reshiva shmuz. He's not really better off in terms of answering the question. But just the hair, it's like the same shmuz now, but just it's like more, even to me, it came across more powerful, and no doubt someone's going to say it's not more powerful. It's less of a chiddush. I welcome your kashas. It just seemed to me like, wow, it was enough of a shmuz to say Avraham Avinu could add more chavivas. But now you're saying that the Avar Rachamim, on something that he knew the Gemara Megillah also, Avraham Avinu knew the Gemara Megillah, that Avraham Avinu is going to have sinna and tainas on Sarah because the Malachim said, oh, we're coming back to you. Really? Avraham Avinu, you can't think of any reason why the Malachim are coming back to Avram Avinu and not to Sarah? Maybe it's, I don't know, a guy thing. Maybe they're talking about killing Saddam. I mean, there are a lot of reasons why he had to go talk to Avram Avinu. That's the taina that he's going to have on Sarah. I mean, there are so many Dan Lekavskuses. And so you see, like, first of all, like this. What occurred to me, because every shmooze you really speak to yourself, that how easy it is for us to already have tainas on so many people. We have tainas on people for things that they didn't do. And not only didn't they do, but they are perfect in the very area that you're having a taina on them. You have a taina, this person's a cheat. This person is the most honest person in the whole world. Boy, he swindled me for money. We have tainas. I had someone told me they were so angry at a neighbor because they saw the neighbor mentioned her that her cleaning lady, whatever her name was, Gaita, was working in a house on such and such a day. Evidently, that's a very, very thing. You don't steal people's cleaning ladies. So she stopped talking to her because she took my cleaning lady. And even though it's not in the times I use her, but let's say I want to use her and now you used her, you shouldn't have done that. I always talked to you about my cleaning lady, now you used her. She didn't talk to her for 2 weeks. And then she saw a cleaning lady walk in. So he says, oh, you're not using my, no, this is my person, but I have to have the same name. Whatever, you have two Rodriguez's, what's the big deal? But you know, they're such close neighbors. They're always helpful to each other. And they jump to, you could easily jump to a conclusion. And all the Svaras, Avraham Avinu knows Kol HaTorah Kula, he knows Gemara Megillah, he knows Svaras Tznua, he knows that a Tznua means you're going to have Bnei Malachim, Tzadikim, she knows all that. He knows all that, and yet, the first thing he's going to say for some random comment, not related to it, that they said that, here's my cleaning lady, well, I'm coming back to you next week. Oh, he said you and not us. And it means because me and not Sarah, because she's an Eiswurf, and therefore I'm going to hate her and have kindness on her. It's her fault that we don't have children. What? Where'd this come from? They had such perfect Shalom Bayis. It was such perfect Shalom Bayis that the Rashivah couldn't understand the Rashi. There was such perfect Bala. I can't better than that. That's pretty stark Shalom Bayis. I don't think the Kleyokas argue on that. Yet it's going to be mamish turned upside down from the most random thing. We can go from kutza to kutza to have tainas on people and mehechit hesi. We could be so far off, as we see over here. And what did it take to get Avraham Avinu back focused? Just to chazer over what he knew already. That Sarah is a tznua, which he knew already. Who was I talking to? One of you guys I was talking to that Avraham Avinu didn't even know what Sarah looked like when they went to Mitzrayim. I know someone doing it because the tznius didn't look, and that means Sarah had to be a tznu also. You know, it's like such a mind-boggling deher, and how quick we're ready to fly off the handle and have kindness on people. So we have to really, it's a mussar to us to just chazer over just the facts. Even if you don't go outside, you don't have to go crazy down the kapskus and come up with crazy down the kapskus. It's very easy to be able to get ourselves back to normal thinking, back to reality, just be sane about it, and to realize that we have no rant. We do have a tendency. Even Avraham Avinu has a tendency. A human being has a tendency to fly off and come up with these big tainas. We're all susceptible. Okay, then the second half, which I apologize that there's the honest truth is I had the second half a few days ago, but the first half I was working on. I wasn't sure I had to think about it a lot about it to see if it was clear enough. So I ended up saying both. Okay, so the second one is the pasuk says, "Vatashkenas avien yayim balailohu." So these are the bnos lot. And she gave Lot Yayin, but Tovu Abchira, and the older daughter came, but Tishka Vesavia, and she had relations with her father, Lo Yoda B'Shichva V'Kuma, and he did not know, not when he went, when he lied down, not when he got up. So Rashi says, number three, Rashi says, U'B'Tzi'irik V'Tishka V'Imo. It doesn't say V'Tishka V'Savia, it says V'Tishka V'Imo. Doesn't say the father, just with him. Used a proper noun. What's that's called, proper noun? I don't remember my grammar. Proper noun, but what's this? So using a proper noun, didn't say avia. Didn't say the noun, use a proper noun. So why? What's the difference? Again, but Tzira Ksiv Atishki Mo. Tzira, the younger one, Lefishalo Pascha Bisnus, Elachosa Limadta, the younger one, she did not open up. She did not begin this whole Znus Sugya, but rather she learned it from her sister, Chisech Elachosev Lo Pirish Gnusa. The Torah had Rachmanis and didn't talk about her Gnus, didn't talk about her. The terrible thing she did, that she lived with her father. Just said she lived with him. Didn't say who. We know, but you don't say it straight. Too painful. Too humiliating. Ala Bechira, Shepaska Biznus, Persama Kasim Mefurish. There were the older ones. She started this whole Znus. So there the Torah publicized it and said, Shvatishka Vesaviya. I was thinking like this. Okay, you know, there's the Amalek Shmuz. I know that the first one that does it, you know, it's I know that. If you're going to ask me that kasha, I don't know if I have a teretz. I know the kasha, but here, like, in successive nights, like, somebody went ahead and did something that was, at least it appears to Rashi. You know, there are some of Farshim, they try and, it was cool, Shem Shemayim, and there was some Shem Shemayim, but the way Rashi is speaking, it was, you know, it was gnus, even though there was a kivun l'shem shemayim, but Rashi's not touching up this sugya as that they did the right thing. But like really, like we're giving rachmanis here. They went and had an incest with their father. They were calling this like a high crime. This is high crimes, you know. So really. You know, you're telling us we have rachmanis on the second one because the first one she learned it from the older one. So what were you forced? You had a gun to your head. She did a terrible thing. I mean, if it's a terrible thing, it's a terrible thing. Really? You mean chas on the? What do you mean chas for? We told you. You know the rules. Like, you know, I used to be a sports fan, so I don't know if these rules are still true. But in NHL, they had a rule that the third man in is like a game misconduct. Two guys are fighting. The third man in, that man must throw the book at him. That's how you avoid fights. You know, two guys want to fight, then fight. Why other sports don't do that? Baseball. Two guys get into a fight, the whole stadium comes into fight, from the bullpen. Well, they should make a rule. The third man in gets suspended for the year. Finish. You won't have any more fights. But really, you know, it's like, that's worse. Like, the older daughter did it. It's like, you saw what happened. She did such a terrible thing. Really? Using that as an excuse? What kind of excuse is that? Okay. I'm prepared. Chazar Shmuz could say you don't like the kasha. If you don't like the kasha, you know, so that's it. The whole shmuz is always in the kasha, so we want to fight it out. I think it's people that tell me, yeah, it is, because Amalek, the Amalek shmuz. That's how I was toying the whole week. The Amalek shmuz. Amalek, okay, once Amalek did it, everyone could do it. Okay, I'm not asking it over there. I'm asking it over here. This is high crimes. This is like, the Arias. Okay, they didn't have Arias before the Torah, but this, you see, that Avraham Avinu, that he moved away after that because he didn't want to be near Lot. Rashi says, the Gemara brings in a Gemara, he didn't want to be near Lot because they were all talking about him because, you know, he lived with his daughters. You know, Lo Yavo Amoni Moavi Bekal Hashem. These are, you know, serious high crimes. It's not a misdemeanor. This is high crimes. Really? You know, Chisei Chakasav. Torah, because the younger one, I know I'm opening myself up, they're attacking tomorrow, but okay, I'm going to fight you. You know, really? So I want to say it like this. I think from here we see the tremendous, tremendous, tremendous pressure, what peer pressure is. It is so overpowering, even on something that you know is 1,000% wrong. It's 1,000% treif. It's 1,000% gehenna. It's 1,000% the worst possible thing. It is so overpowering that the Torah is telling us that it's almost a shtickle. And say your pater, Amoni mo'avi lovo, both of them lovo b'chal Hashem, but a little rachmanis you have. It's a little bit of shtickle onus, peer pressure. So that's amazing, the hair, that we have to, the hair, that first of all, we have to know where we put ourselves. You think you're going to be able to withstand the pressure? You're not going to be able to withstand the pressure. You think you can withstand it? You will not be able to withstand the pressure. So much so that Torah is ready to call this an onus, a shtickel onus, a little bit. Chisei Chakasov, the Torah had a shtickel rachmanis on the younger daughter. Even though it was high crimes, the stakes were high, it was 1,000% usser, 1,000% everything. But chisech hatorah, it was a shtickle onus. Okay, that was number three. And then before, the guys that were just doing Pashat Rashi, Moav, she called him Moav. Zusha lo haisat snua, pirsha shemeviahi. This one who wasn't sneistic, she called him that, named him that she's from, he's from her father. Avotzeira karatu b'loshen nekiya. But the younger one called her son a cleaner lashon nekiya, Amon, etc. So, what is shot in this Rashi? You think about it. So when I was doing this Rashi, so with a Pashup shot, I thought, can't be the pshat, because if that were the pshat, Rashi wouldn't say it like this. But let's see how you learned the Rashi. You prepared this. Moav zushlo haisatznua pir shishmiyabihi. This one who wasn't a tznua, she called him Moav, because she was a prutza. So she's a prutza, you call him Moav. So one, Rashi should have said the reverse. Then Rashi should have said Moav pirsha shemiyabihu. She named him that's from her father. Mishum shalom haisek snua. Why does he say it that way? That would be the better way to say it. If I were writing Rashi, that's how I would say it. Moav. He says Moav. And she called him Moav. This boy came from my father. She was fathered by his grandfather because she wasn't snua. But Rashi says in reverse, Zu shalo hisat snua pirsha shemavihu. So I say pshat is like this. Okay? Zu shalo hisat snua, this woman who didn't act with proper tznius, she was the bechira, and she opened up this whole sugya of znus with her father. That was goreim that she called him Moav. It's like not pirpret, like a vera gura severa type of thing. Now she obviously wasn't a tznua before she did the avera, but she never would have dreamed to call him Moav. But because she acted in this way, shelo b'tznius, that's what led to her calling him Moav. Notice the first act had connection, had relevance, and had shaychus to the second act. The first act was she had znus with her father, and that caused her to name him Moav. It wasn't just because she wasn't a tznua. Had she not done the first act, she wouldn't have done the second act. Snapshot, oh, she wasn't a tznua, she'd call him Moav. Let's say someone else would have done it. What should I name my kid? Let's say someone else would have done this. And they would have called her up and said, what do you think I should name my son? I ran out of names. And you think she would say Moav? If she wouldn't have done the act, she never would have said Moav. But because she did this act of tzis, that also, you know, the first shmooze was that peer pressure of someone else's pressure. But we could do peer pressure on ourselves. Once we do something, so that leads to the next act. So we have to also be careful for ourselves, because one act leads to another act, which leads to another act. So every tenua protects us. It'll protect us from going further down. So again, so just to chazer over, what are the lessons we learned today? First, the first shmooze, okay, the other Rashiva shmooze. Then you have from the Klei Yakar that even Avraham Avinu could have tainas. Then you see from the first Rashi that the power of peer pressure, that even on something so high crimes, that's a shtickle begeder ones. And the last one, that even for the reason why she named him Moav is because she gufa had a hashpon herself, something begeder that gavera gura severa. Thank you. Shkoyach.